Oh my God, AT&T has never done that to me.
They don't even know who you are. They just know if your check cleared.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Someone in the listening audience with curly hair needs to throw a woman a support line. I am in this horrible crossroads with my hair.
Okay.
So it's summer. I mean, it's getting to be summer. So my hair ends up doing one of two things, going crazy frizzy or like really curly. And right now it's trying to be both. And I just need like a deep conditioning something or another, or like some like, I seriously, like I was like, do I need to sleep with like a sleep cap? Like, do I need to like,
you know what?
Lube up my head and put it in one of those like sleep kerchiefs?
The sweet Wylene, she sleeps with it like in a ponytail type deal.
You're not supposed to do that.
I'm trying to pay attention more. Why aren't you supposed to do that?
It pulls at the hairs.
Okay.
It causes tension.
Okay.
You can do a clip. Like a clip is a little bit more forgiving.
Maybe it's a bun.
Elastic.
It's a bun type deal, not like an actual ponytail. It's like a bun thing. I'm going to pay attention again because maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. I've been trying to pay attention ever since we talked about, is her hair curly or not?
And is it?
And even this like yesterday, I think it was, I said, you know, she'd done her hair all up and everything like that and went to work. I'm like, why don't you ever leave it curly?
And
she says it's not curly. It's frizzy.
Oh.
I'm like, I like it like that. But I don't know. It's easier.
I'm just having like this. This is the problem. And for anybody listening who has hair knows that hair products are expensive. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they are.
That hair products are expensive. And once you buy them, you're stuck with them. Mm-hmm. So if I buy a jar of some goop thinking that it's going to magically change my hair only to find out that it doesn't, I've just spent $50 with a goop that I can't use.
Now, let me ask you this. Why do you spend so much money? Have you ever tried using like a cheaper stuff? Maybe some of that cheap junk works better or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Have you ever tried? Nobody talks about it.
Well, okay. All right.
Nobody talks about it.
You okay.
know, right we now do. I'm using this. Well, this is me throwing out a lifeline to ladies. Please reach out.
Ladies or dudes.
bscrasher@gmail.com. Tom Cena is an amazing hairstylist. Mm-hmm. And yes, he's a man. Like, I mean, this is not female centric. There are lots of people that have hair and know the troubles. But right now I'm using this stuff that Kim Kardashian uses.
Okay.
It's called Money.
Okay, gross.
It's literally called Money. I kid you not.
It probably cost a lot of
money. It costs money, and I love it. It is this deep conditioner that you put on your hair, and I use it a couple different times a week. But it's not enough. Like, I need, like, a hair mask. Like, that actually exists.
A hair mask. What's a hair mask? You just put it on like a mask?
I keep hearing about them. Like, where you put it in your hair, and you leave it, let it set, and it, like, gives you deep conditioning. And again, does it work? I don't know. Is it expensive? Probably.
Yeah.
Do I need to have? I want recommendations. Please.
Okay.
Help me.
Well, drop us a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com, people. Or you can text us or call us 915-0962. That's a 402 area code. Well, your hair looks nice. If you're not watching then and listening, it does look nice. It's got kind of a it's got a nice sheen to it.
Uh-huh.
That's also
the Moroccan oil.
It's got some curl and a little bit of homeless look to it. So it's nice. It's very nice.
Displaced. I think that's
displaced.
The word. Displaced. And I am homeless not displaced, so I don't know why my hair decides that we should look like we are. I slept in a bed last night, not in a haystack. I look like I slept in like the rafters of a barn. And
you
I
do.
I'm so sick of looking like this.
I'm looking for the straw right now, but
pull it right out.
Yeah, pull it right out. Yeah, you can also watch us on Herd at One's YouTube channel as well. So yeah, do that too. And make sure you rate, review, and like, and spread the love and all that stuff wherever you're listening. We'd really appreciate it. Real quick, we should hit the live show.
Yes.
Real quick. We just want to make sure that you guys all get this, and we need you guys to spread the message as well. On July 12th, we're going to be doing a live podcast at the Herdat Sports Bar in La Vista. Okay, so just keep it locked at us. We'll get all the details rolling out to you as soon as we get more. And yeah, everything. It's a live show. So it's a party. So that's
it'll basically be tons of fun. Is. Doors open at 6:30. Show kicks off at 7:30. There's going to be drinks, food. Herdat's got an amazing food menu, and obviously like a full bar. They do
their pizza. Their pizza's awesome.
That's you were telling me. I have not had it yet.
It's got this cheese. Like, you know, the big thing right now is a cheese pull.
Yes.
When you grab that slice of pizza, the cheese doesn't want to let go. Ooh. It's like, I ain't letting go of you. And yeah, it's good pizza. But anyway, yeah. So make sure you save the date. It's July 12th. It's a Saturday. Mm. Okay. All right. Again, you can reach out to us if I have any questions at bpscrasher@gmail.com. All right. So Friday was International Hug Your Cat Day.
Yes.
Today, I don't understand why you guys get to hug your cat so much. Today's National Hug Your Cat Day.
Perfect. Already did it today.
Okay. Check. All right.
God. Done several times, actually.
Okay. All right.
It's called payment for services rendered. You like the house you live in? Again, do you want to be unhomed?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Out of all the holidays that are today, that's the only one that's even worth mentioning for some reason, if it even is. I just know that you guys, you and Super Gracie have cats, and I've had them in the past. So anyway, that's enough of the cat talk.
Megan's going to be so mad.
Over. She's fast forwarded through that.
Megan's like, again? Megan, I got to send another email. They didn't take me serious the first time.
She sent an email saying enough of the cat talk. I hate it. She said she fast forwards through it, and she felt the same way when we're on the radio, whenever Molly would talk about her cat. So, and just to be clear, we're not a cat podcast. We're not a podcast about cats.
Not yet.
I don't even know what we are.
Gracie, but sure, we're going to win that race.
No, you will not.
Gracie and I are going to do a spinoff. Cat Corner.
Meow. Oh, God. I'm not going to. All right. So real quick, Megan, and anyone listening that don't like cats and just don't even understand that. But I watched a video today on one of those reels. And it was a little girl leaning over this cat, black cat, lying down on the grass.
Yes.
And a little girl goes, if you're happy and you know it, meow. The cat goes, meow. If you're happy and you know it, meow, meow. And she went on, this cat kept.
Oh.
Oh my God, I was amazed. All right, enough. What's wrong with me?
You're the one who brings it up.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
Gracie and I can just like sit back and reap the benefits.
Yeah. I've got 2 days until Oliver the youngest and his lovely fiance gets married. 2 days. Friday is the day.
And you're hosting.
I'm the rehearsal.
Yes, but that's
the night before.
Yeah, the big night before. I mean, the wedding is like, you know, okay, set it and forget it. But like, you've got a whole
show. I got a whole lot of stuff going on. And yeah, and the weather, I don't think it's going to accommodate or at least work with me. I'm hoping it's wrong.
Is Thursday supposed to be?
Yeah, Thursday's supposed to be rainy, but they're not really saying, they're just kind of saying 40% chance, and they're saying, it's a little shower in the morning, maybe something in the evening. I'm like, well, I need to know. Tell me.
Listen, weather wizard.
I have to set up this party.
You're like, stop.
It's either
so
outdoors
cryptic
or indoors. I know. Come on.
Like,
so,
well, we're still a few hours out.
Yeah,
so
we are. We'll figure it out, I guess. But yeah, he's finally getting married. He jumped off the cell phone plan. He was on the family plan, and he decided that since he's getting married, he doesn't need to be on have his parents pay for his phone bill. Same with Madison as well. So they both jumped on their own thing. Now I just have to convince them to get off our insurance.
Best of luck. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. They're like, baby steps.
This is what I did. And I think everyone can listen and understand because sometimes it's really hard. Now, first of all, these aren't my children. They're my step kids, right? Mm-hmm. They're older. Oliver's 21. Colin's 27. So I believe that sometimes as parents, but everybody parents differently, you have to cut that cord in order for them to learn things like how to pay bills, how to do this, how to go get a cell phone plan and stuff like that. So on the last cell phone with Colin, the oldest, I said, all right, we'll continue to pay for it, all of it until you need a new phone. When you need a new phone, you're done with us and you're going to have to move on and find a cell service. And that's what he did, actually. He was found a cheap one and a good one. I think he does Mint. Isn't that with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Yes, he does Mint, because I remember on Christmas one time, Ryan Reynolds sent him and everyone else, of course, a Christmas card. Ooh. And when he opened up the card, it was Ryan Reynolds talking and singing and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, AT&T has never done that to me.
They don't even know who you are. They just know if your check cleared. And then you'll hear from them.
If it doesn't.
If that check doesn't clear, oh boy. Suddenly they know who you are and where you are and what you're up to.
So that's what I did with them to get them off the phone. Because I don't think people, I think it's weird. I believe that as parents get older, yes, have the kids and they want to help out with their plan and put the parents on the cell phone plan. But I also think when the kids are a certain age, the parents should be paying for it. But there's got to be a middle where they pay for their own, is all I'm saying. You know what I mean? And it just worked out great with Oliver and Colin. I'm probably a monster to, you know.
No, I'm sure. I mean, I remember.
Parents are parents, you know.
When I was Oliver's age, I remember having to call my parents from a phone across the street because my phone had been shut off.
From several guys' houses?
Hey. Mike, do you mind if I use your phone? We can make out after, but I got to use your phone.
Got to use your phone first. But yeah, there you go. That's my parenting tip.
No, I would seriously, and I remember my mom, my parents coming to visit and seeing where I lived, and my mom crying.
Why was she crying? Was it
that
bad? I
was living in a dining room. Like, I couldn't afford to, like, pay for
a
phone.
This is in New York, right?
Was in Chicago.
Oh, it was in Chicago. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's okay at that age, right? I mean, that sounds like fun. I mean, I thought so.
It was fine. We didn't have, we had electricity. For a while. We didn't have a phone. They couldn't shut off the water. That's like required that you have to have it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that because they can do that here.
Well, it's a certain, but I mean like,
I see what
you're
saying.
Like a tenant and whatever. Because water's included in the rental. So what we had was they shut off the gas and we did have electricity. And so what I was going to do is write a cookbook about how to have an entire meal made in a toaster oven.
Oh, why didn't you? That sounds like a great idea right now.
Because we didn't have a stove. We didn't have an oven because it was gas. But we did have a toaster oven. And so I had to get really creative. Because
like what's some of the stuff you would make? I mean, I know toast. I mean,
well, toast, obviously. But like you get really creative. Like, you know, you can make quesadillas, that kind of thing. When it really gets tough is when you want to make soup.
How do you make soup in a...
So you've got to find a bowl that is oven proof, but also small enough to fit into the toaster oven. Because we didn't have a microwave.
Oh, it's a toaster oven. I'm thinking of a toaster. I'm like, what the hell?
You pour soup into the slots of the toaster.
And catch it at the bottom.
And then electrocute yourself. By that point, all you can eat is soup because you can no longer move your body anymore. You're in a home.
All right. I missed the word oven there. Okay. All right. All right. You should have wrote that book. You would be in a different place right now.
Right.
You could have a whole series of them.
I'd be a toaster oven begillionaire. I'd be the Rachel Ray.
Yes.
The Martha Stewart of toaster ovens.
Uh-huh. Yes, you would.
So.
Hey, real quick before we roll into the A-list alert and the Diddy update. Nebraska made a list again.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to like this list. The most boring states. I want you to do a couple guesses. I have the top 10 right in front of me.
Top 10?
There's 10 of the most boring states in the United States. And we made the top 10. Oklahoma is not in there.
Really?
Oklahoma doesn't seem boring to me.
we're more exciting than Oklahoma. Are you nuts?
Well, it's, they didn't make the list, so. What do you think?
Already,
what do you think we are? What do you think we are?
Number one with a bullet.
No, we're not actually. You know who's number one is Idaho.
I was about to say Idaho.
Yeah.
But how can you be bored in Idaho when you have the mountains and skiing and cool lakes and stuff like that? Like, I really loved Idaho.
Yeah, I don't know. It says it's that almost 55% of people are married there. 35% of them have children.
What, and that makes,
and you know what,
boring.
And it was considered the fifth best state to live in 2022. Now it's fallen all the way down to the most boring. Now it's not the worst place. It's like the most boring. Isn't that bizarre?
I would love. That is strange. Well, I mean, based number on two. That metric, so then is like Montana on the top five?
Montana is not yet. They're number eight.
Again, Montana's
amazing. But I love Montana. Yeah, Montana's beautiful.
Gorgeous. That's why I'm like, how can you be boring when you're just living in like awesome paradise?
Yeah. Okay.
Wyoming on there? North Dakota's got to be on there.
North Dakota is not, but you know what? It's buddy. It's neighbor. South Dakota is number two.
BS.
I've been to South Dakota because, I mean, I've been, the beauty about South Dakota, no offense to any Dakotians, is Mount Rushmore area, the Black Hills up there.
Yeah.
Right? But that's only in that corner. Everything else getting to it is awful. It's flat. Remember, there was a point where there was no speed limit there because it was nothing but billboards.
Well, I mean, so I that's like Sioux that. Falls. I like Sioux so just Falls, the whole South Dakota. State. No, okay. I know. But Sioux Falls okay. is really beautiful. They've got some great restaurants. I don't want to run down, you know, this is the thing. Just... But given this list, it seems very unreliable. I mean, if Montana's on there and South Dakota, but not North Dakota, having been to all 50 states.
You're looking at it as a tourist. I'm guessing this thing, this most boring state thing is just, you're just boring.
Dude, there's nothing in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's probably why they didn't put it on the list, because there's got to be something up there that's not boring.
I mean, there's a national park, and then there's Fargo. I mean, but like, there's a whole lot of.
All right, so here it is right here. All right, this is how they got the most boring states. Percent of population over 60. They're saying anyone over 60 is boring. All right, is what they're saying. Ready? Percent of population over 15 that is married. Huh? Over 15?
Like 1-5, not 5-0.
1-5.
What's the marriage age in some of these places?
And then let's see. Percent of household with kids, and then population density. So that's, they'll put those four together and it's boring, I guess. Because Nebraska falls number three, the third most boring state.
So who are one and two?
One and two, here, I'll run it down here. One is Idaho, two, South Dakota, three is Nebraska, Wyoming four, Kansas five, six is Iowa. Really? Utah, Montana, Minnesota, and number 10 is Maine, and you've been to Maine. Are there people
this
boring?
This list is so BS. Like, I've been to all of these places.
It says 17% of the population in Maine is over 65.
Okay.
51% of households are married in Maine, and they have 1.3 million people. Their density is, about 44 persons per square mile.
Yeah, no, there's like nobody lives in Maine. Like there's a real housing problem there right
now. Is there really? Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people are looking to go to Maine because Maine is stinking amazing and really gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so people are looking to move in, but because the population's so small, there's not a lot of construction. Like there's not a lot of infrastructure. Like, hey, I'm going to go to this contractor. There isn't one. There isn't the population to build.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So in order to like get the population growing, you need a population existing.
Okay.
So they're in this weird crossroads. A good friend of mine was like part of the natural resources.
What does that mean? Like they were part of the
natural resources. So this was part of like her job was the idea of like land preservation, but also the population.
Well, here's the stats on Nebraska, and then we'll leave it alone. 53% of households are married in Nebraska.
Okay.
53%. I figure that would be higher.
Oh, yeah,
32% have children.
I thought
population, about 2 million in the state. And then that puts us at the density of 26 persons per square mile. That's the eighth in the country. We boring, man. You boring, Nebraska. I love Nebraska. I'll fight someone right down the street with my shirt off.
I just saw a commercial for Nebraska, their tourism. Did you? We really got to shake a tail on the tourism stuff.
Hey, what, why? What was wrong with it?
Well, I mean, it's better than it's not for everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Even my kids who love Omaha, love Nebraska, are such dual citizens when it comes to Chicago and Omaha. Uh-huh. Even they were like, that is mean.
So in the ad or advertiser, are we pushing the same old stuff, like the zoo?
No.
Probably the riverfront.
Middle of the stream type of thing. Like it looked like Niobrara or something.
I guess it is Nebraska. I'm thinking Iowa for something. I mean, Omaha. It's Nebraska. Right. Okay.
And so you know, the idea is get out there, get outdoors.
Sandhills are some of my favorite places in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. God, this podcast is boring.
Yeah. Moving on. Back to Kitty Corner.
No. I went from Kitty Corner to boring Nebraska.
We're going to stop letting people. You drive the car.
Pull over.
It's time for me to drive. I'm going to go ahead and put my music on.
Okay. All right. Let's do the Diddy update. Oil me up.
Are in another week of prosecution, bringing up witnesses. Today they had basically one of the security guards from the Intercontinental Hotel where the infamous hotel video was leaked from.
Where he had assaulted her?
Yes.
In that video? Okay, all right.
So CNN it was like a year ago that CNN released that. And so there's been all this speculation about who's behind the leak, because here's the deal. The security guard said that Diddy approached them and bought it.
Bought what?
The video footage. Like he came to them and he was really nervous. He was like, hey, any chance I can get that like hallway footage from you guys? And this guy's like, I got to ask my manager. Like, I don't know. You need a subpoena or something like that. And he's like, can we make a deal?
Okay,
they meet up. The head of security for the hotel downloads the video onto a thumb drive. And then this guy hands it off, meets Diddy someplace, hands it off. He gives him $100,000 cash. Diddy gives him $100,000 cash and the guy gives him a thumb drive.
I thought that originally what was said is that guy turned down the money. So now it turns out he didn't turn down the money.
No, he didn't turn down the money. So he gave $50,000 to his boss. He gave $20,000 to one of the other officers that was on that time, who probably knew stuff too. And then he kept $30,000 for himself and bought a used car. But apparently Diddy said to him when he handed him off the $100,000, he's like, don't make any big purchases. I mean, basically like warning him off of like, this is all on the down low. Like, you don't want to get flagged for if anybody knows about this. So the whole point is that when the manager downloaded that security footage from the hallway where he's beating Cassie, mm-hmm. it was supposed to be the only copy. And so they gave Diddy the only copy. And this guy's like, I don't feel that bad about it. I'm like, you are a monster person. Like, who watches a video like that and then gives it to the perpetrator? He said that Cassie got on the phone or like on the FaceTime and said that she was okay with him erasing it as well because she just wanted it to be behind her.
But it was a copy, obviously. Yeah. So
everybody's wondering where the leak came from. That's the thing. Diddy wants to know where the leak came from because apparently he was the only one with a copy.
Okay.
And he'll never know. I don't know if we'll ever find out. Kylie Jenner is putting to rest. Kylie Jenner has had work done. Kylie Jenner has a really good boob job. And somebody on TikTok who's like an influencer follower was basically like, hey, listen, I want perfect natural boobs that sit like yours. So respectfully, like, what's the secret? Like, are they teardrop? What are they? Blah, blah, blah. Well, Kylie Jenner actually replied on the TikTok and gave all the details. She said 445 cc's, moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone. And then she even gave the name of her doctor, this Garth Fisher.
Okay.
So like all like most here's perfect. The how to have the most perfect looking boobs.
Well,
like
aren't you kind of glad she did? I mean, so many people, I would imagine people that sometimes get it done, they don't like the end product.
I think if
they consider hers perfect natural boobs, then wow. So I've never even noticed, actually. I've never really paid attention.
Really? No. I don't have eyes. I've never noticed. Is Kylie Jenner attractive? What?
I don't pay attention too much to those women. I mean, you're using their damn hair stuff, so I'm on their radar.
Money.
All right, so.
No, I thought that was. Wow. I mean, she basically gave all the details. So anybody wants the how-to, I mean, down to the doctor that she used, which celebrities usually guard this stuff.
Sure.
I mean, they totally gatekeep when it comes to who they use, what they do, all that kind of stuff.
What did you say?
I give Kylie mad props for just being like, yep, thanks for the compliment. They do look good, and here's how you get them.
And you said they want to know if it was teardrop.
There are different sizes. So
okay.
Like,
I didn't know this. Okay. Cause I don't, you know, obviously I'm a dude. I'm not.
So is her doctor. He knows.
No, he knows, but hey,
a lot of plastic surgeons are men and they understand.
Well, that's cause that's what they do.
I thought what was interesting is that she said half under the muscle.
Half under the muscle. I guess that would
keep
it.
There's a breast muscle. So some people do it on the outside and some people do it underneath. And it's a lot more invasive to go underneath the muscle.
Okay.
I mean, it's painful.
I would say.
You're stretching. Uh-huh. And everybody's talking about the Jenners or the Kardashian Jenners right now because momager Kris Jenner, she debuted a whole new face.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, yeah. And everyone's you look amazing. I'll have what you're having.
She's all fake also, right? Everything there.
They all are.
If I was a woman, I would have faked ones too.
Why?
Because I don't know. Because say if I was a woman right now, it's just getting weird.
You are the woman on the show, but yes.
Don't you hurt me. I'm just saying that if I was going to be a woman for a week.
Yeah.
I think I would have it done. But I mean, we'll just say a year because it takes a little while to recover.
Yeah, a week, you wouldn't even be able to enjoy it. You'd be in pain the entire time with tubes coming out of you. You know, you realize that you have to have drainage tubes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you know that? Like it.
Oh,
it,
I'm sure. Yeah. I've heard of someone getting something done and they had issues with the drainage tube. Of some Gross. Sort. There might have been a tummy tuck or something. I don't know what that was, but
I picked up a friend of mine who had a mommy makeover. I was her person.
That's everything, right? That's
like they give you a breast lift, a tighten everything tuck. Up. They tighten everything up. Like they're
okay,
doing
all right.
The whole thing. And that scared me straight from ever even contemplating getting something done.
Oh, really? Because was she in that much pain,
yes.
huh?
I mean, she was that banged up. I mean, it gets better, but like you're looking, I mean, I was at ground zero. I was the person where she's coming out of surgery. We're getting her prepped to get in the car. And it's
getting
her home. You know what I mean? The whole thing. And it is just, it's breathtaking. Like how painful it is. By the way, end product, amazing. She looked beautiful. It's so cool. I mean, like, I don't give anyone any flack for doing anything that they want to do to their body. By all means, the stuff exists for a reason. But I'm just saying I am such a pain wuss.
Yeah. I
looked at it. And I was like, never going to happen. Like never going to happen.
It's funny because I'm looking up right now, daddy makeover, because they do have daddy makeovers. And I was wondering,
what do they do for a daddy makeover?
It says here, basically, it's a lot like a mommy makeover.
Your pecs.
It's like
stomach?
Like a dad bod is what it is. So they have excess fat, loose skin, male breast tissue enlargement. That's the name of it. That's where you get the man boobs. As I'm fondling myself.
They're called pectorals.
No, this is called gynecomastia or something like that.
Okay.
But that's the definition of it. And so, yeah, they just tighten everything up as well. God, that sounds painful. Facelift, neck lift. There was just a guy on one of those shows, like the Today Show or something, or okay. maybe it was the news. But anyway, this guy has abs that he had done.
Oh, and then that's talked to painful.
A, yeah, and he kept saying, it's not vanity. Then he goes, he's like, a model.
What is it? It's not vanity.
He's a model. And
I wear shirts all the time now after I spent $1 million and then sat through how many painful days of recovery. But no, but it was just for me.
They talk to this doctor that does it, you know, that doesn't do it, but he recommends people to, you know, don't just get it done by any old doctor. You want somebody that's done it before.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he was talking about they move the fat on different parts of your body. So they'd move it up there on your shoulders, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then so ultimately what happens is that your body, as it gains fat, mm-hmm. it doesn't go to those same places that it would before. It would yep. go to your back.
Yeah, fat finds a way.
Okay.
There's fat no, finds there's a way. No, yeah, fat finds a way.
Absolutely.
I talked so that's to my the doctor daddy about
Michael. So and that was about getting thing. What?
I talked to my doctor once about liposuction. And
what'd he say? We don't need liposuction. If anyone needs it, I do.
It was a her, and she's like, listen, yes, you can get liposuction, but I am telling you, you know where your fat deposits are now. You start moving stuff around or start taking stuff out, your body's going to find other places to put fat. So now, instead of where you feel like your problem areas are, they're going to suddenly migrate to something else. And all of a sudden, you're going to be like, oh my God, I've got cankles. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so cankles are amazing.
That was She was like, fat finds a way. Like,
that
you're
does
not.
Find a way.
And so, you know, let's say you're the kind of girl that's pear shaped and you want to be, you know, hourglass. Like, it'll all shake out in different ways. So, that kind of, again, that's another one that scared me straight. Plus,
yeah.
Have you ever watched the videos of them doing liposuction?
I have seen it before.
It's so aggressive.
Like, it's aggressive.
Like, are you working something out?
It's a shop vac.
Yes.
It's like a shop vac, and they're digging in there and pushing, and all this stuff comes out, and you're like, oh my God. It's kind of like when you have a turkey.
Yes, and you're like,
and you get underneath the turkey, and getting
getting the butter between the skin and the carcass. You're like, ooh, get in
that's
there.
That's what it feels. That's it what it seems like brutal. To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Well, nobody on this
just
show.
Catching up with you, Molly.
Yeah, exactly. No one on this show is going to be going under the knife anytime soon.
No, not at all.
Even if we're supposed to.
Not at all.
But, that's the update. I do want to throw out, because I was really excited about this. We didn't get to it the other day. Stranger Things. So Netflix just had their big upfront, which is basically when they're revealing all of the new shows and all the uh-huh. returning shows and what their lineup is for the next year. It's called Ta-dum, on account of the fact that that's
ta-dum.
The sound.
Ta-dum. Okay.
For Netflix. Ta-dum. They call them Ta-dums.
Okay.
Stranger Things, final season, season 5, is being broken into 3 parts. It'll be November 26th, part 1, Christmas Day. December 25th for part 2, and then the series finale will be on New Year's Eve, December 31st. God. I know what my kids will be doing.
Don't.
You don't like Stranger Things?
No, I'd like it. I think they've dragged it on so long, and I think the girl Millie Bobby Brown feels the same way, because they've all grown up. They're all, they got children.
I know, they've got mortgages and now, and they're like,
and they're pretending
they're
like they're 12.
Bikes in the 80s, and they're like, hey, listen, Stacy and I are going through a really rough time right now. Can we wrap this up? You're like, you're supposed to be 15.
Yeah. That's the only thing that bothers me, Molly, because it's like, I mean, they got beards and mustaches they're shaving.
That's the problem.
That's the thing that bothers me.
Stuff with kids is that if you're doing it over, they're not going to not grow. And
they should have just did the whole thing in 1 year and chopped it all up.
They didn't know what they were doing.
All look the same. Well,
none
now
of
it's
these guys,
clownish.
This is like Lost.
Clownish.
Like, they had like the one season, and then it took off, and they're like, we got to come up with more stuff.
God. That's my only thing with the show is that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I watch it.
Everybody's coming back. And the
Ted Lasso's coming back too, so, which is nuts. You don't like Ted Lasso?
I do like Ted Lasso, but why is it coming back?
Why not? Because it's the most positive show on earth.
But it ended in such a distinct way. He left. He was going back home.
But he's coming back. Remember, people retire in the sports world and then they get bored, lonely, and they come back.
I thought he was going back for his family. I mean, like he was going back home for his family.
Divorced. His wife didn't want him no more. It's so sad. It was so damn depressing. And that's what ruined it. I'm like, stop it with this. He's a happy guy. Yeah,
him in therapy having panic attacks. You're like, if I wanted this, I'd just wake up and live my own life.
No joke.
I'm doing this to get away.
Yeah.
You want to talk about panic attacks?
I know.
Hold my Ritalin. But
anyway. All right. We're going to roll. We're going to roll out of here. We got a Friday, which is coming up. It's a wedding day. And also we got a fun factory going on. And if you ever want to reach out to us, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Phone number 402-915-0962. And if you know anyone that'd be interesting in sponsoring this show,
yes,
get a hold of us, please. We'd love to hear about it, actually. That would be fantastic.
Don't forget to mark your calendars for the live show coming up July 12th. Doors open at 6:30, but the show starts at 7:30. It's a Saturday. You're going to have
It'll be fun. It'll be a big party. All right. So we'll see you Friday. Have a safe next couple of days and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.